to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, we have a number of people in our community, and I know you and I I've gone through menopause already. I don't know if you're going through it. We've talked about it a little bit, but menopause and running, especially obviously women with menopause and running, and that there are these myths that that are circulating about that. And I wanted to kind of ask you, give you the myth and ask you, like, is it true? And I'm going to say it's a myth, so I'm going to give everybody the spoiler. They're not true, but explain why they're not true. Can we do that for this episode today?
Sure.
Okay, so the first one that that's out there is that exercise, especially running, is too hard for a menopausal woman. Can you explain why that's a myth?
Yes. Well, and let me just start by saying something a little funny. Like, we didn't have women running the marathon until 1984.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes. And a lot of it, by the way, is people believe that the woman's uterus would fall out when she was running.
Oh my
God. Yeah. And what's wild, guys, is like, so I went to college 90 to 94, I'm a kinesiology major, University of Texas. And I got to be a lab rat and I got to work in the fitness testing. And there really was almost no research on fitness, because athletes in the beginning, it was like people were going to the Olympics or they were in athletics or sports. There wasn't really recreational athletics. The reality, though, is women have been really active, maybe not athletics, but very active forever, right? So in the beginning, it was like, it was an interesting topic. And by the way, a lot of women didn't want to be research subjects. So here we are talking about now the other side of women that are getting older. And then, you know, someone saying, no, now that you're older, you shouldn't run. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Why not? So unfortunately, like, so Caroline said, she's already been through it. I'm going through it. I'm starting now. I'm 53. And why would I stop running? You know, why would anyone stop running or doing an activity they love to do? Now, here's the thing.
Why?
Yes, unfortunately, the things that we don't talk about and we should talk about that are no fun are like night sweats are horrifying. Going through like terrible cramping or, you know, the end of the cycles that women go through can affect maybe wanting to not run that day or running in that moment, you know, kind of like when you were a teenager and it just started and you had horrible cramps, you didn't want to go to school, right?
Right.
So as you're going through this change later, you know, honestly, what probably would make you feel the best was movement. And so, you know, then it comes down to absolutely you should keep moving. There's no reason not to keep moving. In fact, if anything, you should keep moving so you keep your bones healthy and you keep your joints healthy. And also then it becomes even more important to make sure you're moving correctly. That would be the main thing.
Right. So the movement, so it's not, so that kind of ties perfectly into the second myth, which is that running worsens osteoporosis in menopausal women. And if you're saying that you should be exercising, how does that in osteoporosis work?
Well, so a couple of things, and this is interesting. So women, what is osteoporosis? Osteoporosis is a weakening of the bones. You're losing bone density, which as we get older, all of us are losing bone density. It's part of aging. How do I maintain bone density? By strength training and by doing higher impact activity, like running. So again, it goes into the thought, because here's the challenge I have for people. Running, one of the most common things you hear about running is, oh, it's so bad for your knees, right? We hear this all the time. Running is not bad for your knees. Running, in fact, is one of the most natural movements of the body. Like, you're really, we're supposed to run. The challenge is most people move inefficiently and they lack things like mobility. They lack things like strength. So then running doesn't feel good. Running feels jarring or running feels painful. So then if I already have, pain or osteoarthritis or whatever it is, then it's going to feel like, oh, this is actually doing more damage because I'm putting the wrong, because I'm hurting myself. I'm doing the movement wrong, not because I'm doing the movement. And this is important, guys, because we get so many people coming in that have tried all these treatments, like I'm getting shots in my knees, I'm getting cortisone, I'm getting PFP, I'm doing all of this stuff. And I'm thinking, have you worked on your movement?
Right. Absolutely. Because the movement can really help, you're saying, in the long run. And it's even if you have osteoporosis, isn't it true that if we work on that impact or on minimizing that impact, that it's not going to worsen it?
Yeah, 100%. Sure. And here's the thing, like, this is a real challenge because a lot of, I keep laughing at myself, but Caroline knows I started playing pickleball. I'm terrible at it. Terrible. But everyone I play with is older than me and they are very patient coaches. However, they're like 68 to 70 years old and they're out there playing pickleball.
Yeah.
And what's funny is then they'll say to me, oh, I don't run because it's bad for my knees. And I'm like, this side to side lunging and forward and back movement in pickleball is also, you could say, not good for your knees. Yeah, because it's a different movement, right? And I tell people, movement is what you need to be doing. And even now, when someone has a knee replacement or someone has knee surgery, the first thing they try to get you to do is move. They don't tell you to sit around anymore. They're like, move. And I think the challenge, what happens with people is when they start to get arthritis or they start to get pain or the doctor's like, your bone density is going down, there's a fear. And then there's a fear, I'm going to hurt myself worse. And then if I keep hearing running's bad for your knees, running's not good for old people, running's bad on your joints, well, then I'm going to think, well, I'd better not run. Yeah. And instead I'm over here like, no, running's fantastic. It's just, how are you doing the running? And then what's so fun so I'm going to plug us because I'm us. We teach you how to strengthen your feet and have mobility in your ankles and your knees and your hips and your elbows and your shoulders. So you can keep running and walking and play pickleball or whatever it is, but we're stick to run because we're run RX. But it's so challenging. Like, now I have white hair, guys. I let my hair go white. I try dyeing it. It doesn't work. My hair doesn't want dye in it. So I have white hair. So then when people see me, they're like, oh, how inspiring. That little white haired lady is moving around. And in my mind, guys, I don't feel any different. No. I'm still really strong. I'm still really fit. I'm still really active. I am 53. So now I have to warm up. I have to do my mobility work. I have to recover. I have to do things I didn't do in my 20s and 30s. But my movement itself, my running, my movement feels great. My same knees. Yeah. I've had my knees my whole life. And it's because I work on the movement. Yeah. So, I mean, that's what we have to get to. As we get older, you have menopause, you have bone density issues, you have arthritis. These things you're going to have. You keep living, we're all going to get it. How do I manage it? Right. How do I manage it? How do I keep moving despite that? You keep moving by moving well and moving correctly and honestly have someone help you with it. Let us help you with your movement.
Absolutely. So the last myth that we can talk about, or I'd like your input on, is that menopausal women won't see any fitness gains in running due to hormonal changes. And we've talked about this, I put on weight even before menopause. So, that wasn't necessarily menopause. And we've had other people talk about, oh, I feel like I'm getting my, I'm losing my fitness, because I'm going through the change. Is that true? Like, can you not correct or can you not augment some of these hormonal changes that are happening because of menopause? I mean, is it just, oh, screw it, just keep eating the Big Macs, it's not going to help.
No, of course not. This is important. Again, I have worked with hundreds, thousands of women in their 50s, in their 60s, in their 70s. I've got some women in their 80s. Guys, this is a ridiculous thing. Of course you can manage your fitness and manage your weight. Now, will you maybe have to look at your menu and what you're eating and maybe tighten it up? Absolutely. That's life. Right. I had a friend, by the way, this is a little funny aside. When I was in my 30s, I was still in my 30s, and I started training a group of ladies for their first triathlon, and they were all in their 50s and 60s, and they wanted to celebrate the triathlon with strawberry cake. This was their big thing. They were going to celebrate with strawberry cake. I'd never even heard of strawberry cake. I always eat chocolate. Oh. So they were like, you're not going to believe this cake. It's amazing. Well, anyway, this lady said to me, when you're a kid, you eat the whole slice of cake. Then you're in your, you know, teens and 20s, and you might start leaving a little bit. When you're in your 30s, you like take the frosting off. And in your 40s, you have a half a piece. She goes, in your 50s and your 60s, you can only sniff it. Because if you eat any of it, you're going to wear it. And her point was, as she's gotten older, she can't eat as much as she used to. Well, of course not. You're older. Your metabolism's less. That's life. You can still enjoy the cake, just like you can still enjoy your fitness. Right. And so I was laughing, though. Just, I always think about that. Well, I guess I can only look at the cake.
Sniff it. Yeah, I can look at the cake.
And it also doesn't mean I need to work out 100 hours a day. But right. Sometimes as you go through the menopause, you'll find like, wow, I'm putting on weight in a different way. This didn't used to happen. I used to be able to do this. And then you go, okay, you know what? That's what I used to do. What can I do today? How can I work from today forward? I mean, we just saw Joan Benoit Samuelson hit the, she won the world majors. She did all six races in the majors. Her last marathon was like a 3:36. She's 66 years old. Yesterday, a 73-year-old woman ran the London Marathon in 3-something. Some of these times are faster than women I train today in their 30s are running. So absolutely, you can stay fit. You can gain fitness. And it all goes back to the same thing. You have to balance it. You have to do the strength training. You have to do the endurance work. You have to do the mobility. I guarantee you, if we talked to Joan Benoit, she would say, I have to stretch. I have to do recovery. You know, this is the kind of stuff that changes as you get older. However, it's so that you can keep moving. And most people, I'm telling you, if you want to keep moving, you will. And it's unfortunate we have to go through some of these physiological changes. And then we think, gosh, I was complaining in my 30s, and in my 50s, I'm thinking, I would love that 30-year-old fitness, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it's like a new fitness. That's the way I see it. It's a new age group, a new fitness, but you don't lose the fitness. You just, you maintain your fitness again by doing that extra work that maybe you didn't put so much into before. I didn't have to stretch in my 30s. Now in my 50s, I have to stretch. So what? I still am doing all of my movement.
And that's a great point to end on, guys. And if you want help with your movement, if you are a young runner, a middle-aged runner, or an over 50 runner, we would love to help you. So go to runrx.fit, that's runrx.fit, and look us up. We would love to work with you. I hope you have a wonderful week, guys. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.